country music you can believe in. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. Thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she. Came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't ever seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she.
That's Cody Johnson with a song called The Painter. Up next, we're going to plug you into this week's Power Country Recharge song. Plus, we've got great music from Old Dominion and Megan Maroney, along with Kenny Chesney and this week's Power Thought. It's all on the way, right here in Power Country, with me, your host, Rich Miller.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
It's time now for Power Country Recharge. This is the part of the show where we plug you into a song with a great message so you can recharge and get your spirit lifted. This week's recharge song comes from singer, songwriter, and piano man Phil Vassar, who certainly brought us a lot of feel-good songs over the years. But this one really stands out for its thankful message about not taking anything in life for granted and realizing just how quickly it goes by. He got the inspiration to write this song after attending the funeral of a close friend. Now here's Phil Vassar with this week's Power Country Recharge song, Last Day of My Life.
I just left Bobby's house. The service was today. Got me thinking about how fragile life is as I drove away. You know Amy was his only love. In a moment she was gone, long gone. It could have been me. Oh,
So I'm gonna bring home a dozen roses and pour us a glass of wine, and I'm gonna put on a little music and turn down the lights, and I'm gonna wrap my arms around you and rock you all through the night, and I'm gonna love you like it's the last day of my life. I drive off when the sun comes up, I get back when it's gone down. There's so much I wanna do with you, but I can't be around. Well, time's been just like a thief, it's stolen too much from us, and once it's gone, we can't make it up. So tonight, let's get back in.
Can I learn the things you taught me about myself?
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mom always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. My secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now. History, so we can't break up.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
In the middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry about the moon. No matter what sky I'm laying under, in the eye of a hurricane, when I got one foot in the grave, I'll dig my boots into the dirt. Face the rolling thunder. I'm five generations ablazing a trail through barbed wire valleys and overgrown dales. I'm barefoot and bareback and born tough as nails.
There's Lainey Wilson with Wild Flowers and Wild Horses. It's time now for this week's Power Thought. There's a place that lives in our heart and in our memories wherever we go. It's like a safe harbor, an anchor that keeps us tied down and helps us when the storms of life threaten to blow us off course. And that special place is, that's right, you guessed it, home. Whether it's somewhere you can actually visit, or maybe it's just a place in your mind you have memories of now, nothing else can ever replace it. It's where you came from and where you got your start in life. Maybe you moved a few times and your physical home changed, but home isn't just a structure made of wood and drywall and a roof. It's about the people that loved and guided you, the experiences you shared, and the life lessons you learned that make it such a special place. They say you can't go home again, but I disagree. I go there in my mind whenever I need to remember what matters most in life, to think about the love and support I got, to wonder what my life would look like without that, and to be thankful for it. I hope you go back whenever you need to remember some of those things, whether it's in person or just in your mind. And that's our Power Thought this week.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. Find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paint you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
Kenny Chesney with Take Her Home. We've got great songs on the way from Zach Topp and Chris Jansen. Plus, we'll be making a time jump for a hit song from the year 2003 from a country artist who walked over 2,000 miles to raise awareness of the children who age out of foster care. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
At Thompson Excavating and Demolition, we dig Wisconsin. Thompson is committed to helping you complete any excavation and demolition projects you may have. On schedule, within budget, and up to your exact specifications. Their extensive services include basement excavation, room additions and site clearing, building pads, driveways, grading and compacting, red gravel and sand, and versatile skid steer and mini excavation work. Call Chris for a free estimate today at 715-892-0097. Thompson Excavating and Demolition. We dig Wisconsin.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid for the weekend. Highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday. Highs in the low 80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. It's 63 right now.
You're traveling through a place we call Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we're going to take a time jump back to the year when Finding Nemo was a hit movie and a country star who once was homeless scored a hit based on his childhood. But first, here's Zach Topp with Sounds Like the Radio.
Well, the day I was born, the doc couldn't believe I came out crying Chattahoochee. Didn't take too long after that for the hair on my head soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. Call me a walking, talking jukebox. I keep the hits spinning nonstop. Something about a steel guitar, moaning the blues, makes me want to throw back a case or two. They say honky-tonk heroes go to heaven, you know. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go. Cause it sounds like the radio. Back in 94, soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. The radio back in 94, you know. Hook a speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. It's a little bit.
That's Zach Top with Sounds Like the Radio. Well, it's time now for us to take a time jump back into music history.
This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor.
We're jumping back to the year 2003, the year that bodybuilder and actor Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor of California. The U.S. interest rate was at just 1%. Box office hits included The Matrix Reloaded, Finding Nemo, and Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. And in that same year, Jimmy Wayne wrote a song based on his difficult childhood and the lack of a relationship with his father. He and his sister were in a number of foster homes growing up and were also homeless at times, living on the street. In 2010, he walked nearly 2,000 miles to raise awareness of the thousands of children who age out of foster care. And he wrote a best-selling book about it called Walk to Beautiful, based on that experience. This song became a top 10 hit in the year 2003, and its ending is truly inspiring for anyone who feels unloved. Now here's Jimmy Wayne with I Love You This Much.
He can't remember times that he thought, does my daddy love me? Probably not. That didn't stop him from wishing that he did. Didn't keep him from wanting or worshiping him. He guesses he saw him about once a year. He can still feel the way he felt standing in tears. Stretching his arms out as far as they'd go, and whispering, Dad, I want you to know I love you this much, and I'm waiting on you to make up your mind. love you this much. Grew to hate him for what he had done. 'Cause what kind of father could do that to his son? He said, damn your daddy, the day that he died. The man didn't blame, but the little boy cried. I love you this much, and I'm waiting on you to make up your mind. Do you love me too? However long it takes, I'm never giving up, no matter what. I love you this much. Halfway through the service, while the choir sang a hymn, he looked up above the preacher and he sat and stared at him. He said, forgive me, Father, when he realized that he hadn't been unloved or alone all his life. His arms were stretched out as far as they'd go, nailed to the cross for the whole world to know. I love you this much, and I'm waiting on you to make up your mind. Do you love me too? Giving up, no matter what. I love you this much.
Power Country. It's all about the message in the music.
On a tracker boat on a big blue lake, and a brand new truck in my driveway. A lot old ticket worth a $1 million, and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win, wailing on the radio again. I want what I want, but hey, don't we all? When that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by trip in a Chevrolet to a beach house down on 38, have the Gulf of Mexico sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than. Give it all up, still have everything. When that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than all right. Baby, all I need is you. All I need is you.
Country, turn it up when you're feeling down.
like a picture in a frame. Oh. Blue jeans and t-shirts, who we wore it like a name. I wish I could go back to those days when the town was the whole world and love was the girl next door. Soundtrack with a song in the dark. I miss those days when our dreams were there for chasing. The time was better wasted. We were summer young and living for a Friday, and freedom was a highway. Freedom was a highway.
Barbed wire on a fence post with a crosswind on a road no one was on. With our hands up, just singing along to a hip-hop song. I wish I could rewind and replay when the town was the whole world and love was the girl next door.
Soundtrack with a song in the dark. I miss those days when our dreams were there for chasing. The time was better wasted. We were summer young and living for a Friday, and freedom was a
Jimmy Allen and Brad Paisley teaming up for Freedom Was a Highway. Up next, two more stars join together for another great song. Plus, we'll get you this week's Power Country Backstage Pass with Keith Urban. It's all on the way in our final stop in Power Country this week. Stick around. I'm Rich Miller, and we've reached the final leg of this week's trip through Power Country. Coming up, we've got a backstage pass with Keith Urban, who remembers the late Toby Keith's birthday when he was on tour with him early in his career. But first, John Party and Luke Bryan sing about Cowboys and Plowboys.
I wear a 20X American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo.
I wear a dusty old co-op cap, make my living on them old turn roads.
I ride a quarter horse,
my tractor's right here.
I drink whiskey,
I drink beer.
Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town. Girl to the honky tonk, I two-step and I spin around.
I take mine to them fields of gold, hold her tight while the sun goes. Some old Hank
from the big sky to the riverbank.
Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town boys.
Both make the world go round, boys. Boy, ain't that the truth.
John Party and Luke Bryan, Cowboys and Plowboys. Well, right now we're going to get you up close and personal with the stars and their thoughts about all kinds of things as we get you another Power Country Backstage Pass. This week our featured Backstage Pass artist is Keith Urban. Back when Keith was a new artist, he remembers being the opening act on the Brooks and Dunn Neon Circus Tour with the late Toby Keith.
I was the opening act going on at, I don't know, 4 p.m. and, you know, playing my 20-minute set. And then Montgomery Gentry came out, played a set. Toby came out, played a set, and then Kix and Ronnie came out. I rode on Toby's tour bus on his 40th birthday, which was surreal. And there we are, rolling down some interstate, and he gets hungry at 2 a.m, so we pull into a Steak and Shake, sat in a booth and ordered Steak and Shake.
I'm sure all the folks in that restaurant that night will never forget it. Now here's this week's featured Backstage Pass artist, Keith Urban.
You made up your mind, got off the couch. You did up your hair, now you're going out. You put on that party dress, even though your heart's a mess. Your friend swung by, you jumped in the car. You walked in here, and now here we are. Putting a hurting on some Jose, and catching up while the band plays. I could find her if you let me. I could put a smile right back where your smile goes. Dreams back in what you see when your eyes close. I'll be the buzz that you feel when you sip slow. Slow dance right back in your dirt road. I could put the sun right back in your sunshine. Bring a little love back into your late night. Ain't gotta be nothing more than one more drink. And maybe I can take the blue out of your brown. Learn to tame, she rolled in like a midnight train, almost like she never left here. And I'll be ready, baby, when she gets here. I can put the smile right back where you smile, those dreams back in what you see when your eyes close. I'll be the buzz that you feel when you sip slow, slow dance right back in your dirt road. I can put the sun right back in your sunshine, bring a little love back into your. Take the blue out of your brown eyes, baby. I'll be the buzz that you feel when you sip slow, slow dance right back in your dirt road. I can put the sun right back in your sunshine, bring a little love back into your late night. Ain't gotta be nothing more than one more drink, and maybe I can take the blue out of your brown eyes, baby.
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Her cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. Every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a
You've been listening to America's Positively Encouraging Music Program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Sure hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid for the weekend. Highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday. Highs in the low 80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. It's 63 right now.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israel striking back at Hezbollah in Lebanon as Israel blames the militant group for a rocket strike that hit a soccer field in northern Israel on Saturday, killing a dozen people. The IDF says it launched a series of strikes on terror targets Sunday. Hezbollah has denied responsibility for the strike in northern Israel. Two top Biden administration officials are in Japan today, meeting with counterparts to discuss a range of issues. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken taking part in meetings with Japanese officials. Secretary Blinken.
This is an opportunity
with the 2+2 to assess progress in fulfilling the commitments that our leaders made during Prime Minister Xi's visit in April.
The leaders discussing China's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific as well as North Korea's growing support for Russia. At least a dozen people are dead after a mudslide in southeastern China amid heavy rains from what remained of a tropical storm. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams issuing an emergency order Saturday, suspending parts of a new law that was set to ban solitary confinement in local jails one day before it was set to take effect. Adams cited concerns over the safety of staff and detainees as reason. For the first time in the company's history, Apple reaching a deal with workers at its first store to unionize.
The union representing 85 employees at an Apple store in suburban Baltimore announcing it struck a 3-year deal with the company that increases pay 10% and provides other benefits to workers. The deal comes after workers at the store authorized a strike in May, saying talks with management for more than a year had not delivered satisfactory outcomes. The Maryland location is one of only 2 unionized Apple stores in the country. The others in Oklahoma City. Workers there have yet to secure a contract with the company. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Fire crews in Northern California continuing to battle the Park Fire, which is now the 7th largest fire in state history. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. 1 in 8 people in Wisconsin could find it harder to afford food under the U.S. House version of the Farm Bill. Mike Mohn reports.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, falls under the Farm Bill, which needs to be reauthorized by the end of September. House Republicans have blocked efforts to maintain White House authority to make non-inflationary adjustments to SNAP benefits. Megan Rowe with the group Opportunity Wisconsin says not having that option would put recipients at a disadvantage.
SNAP benefits help over 700,000 Wisconsinites afford food, which is 1 in 8 people in our state. And so gutting this assistance would mean that these families have to make difficult choices.
The Congressional Budget Office says removing the provision would limit the scope of future SNAP increases by $30 billion. Advocates say that amounts to a large cut. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden was called out for a recent committee vote to keep the option shelved. In a social media post, he accused Democrats of lying when saying the panel was cutting benefits. Suzanne Becker of the Feed My People Food Bank in Eau Claire says politics shouldn't come into play. She argues elevating SNAP levels as much as possible is a wise move.
We can never replace the impact that SNAP has on our neighbors. Nonprofits can't do that. We make a difference every day. We strive to. But this is a critical piece in making sure that all Americans have what they need.
Becker says her location sees a lot of demand among working families. Her team works with income-eligible clients to sign up for SNAP benefits, noting it's a lifeline for older populations. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers beat the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Twins battled it out in Minnesota today, again with a rain delay before the game got started. The skies cleared, and the balls went flying out of the park. The Twins with 3 home runs, the Brewers with 4, including this one, top of the 8th, from Rhys Hoskins from Milwaukee to take the lead. Coverage on Roku TV.
Hoskins to left, Austin Martin back, he's at the wall, he'll jump up, and Martin can't make the play, and that is gone, a home run for Rhys Hoskins.
The Brewers would go on to win 8-7 over the Twins, a 2-game sweep, manager Pat Murphy.
It was a great act of coming back, hats off to the Twins, how they played, how well they pitched, how well they defended.
Eric Haas had 2 home runs today, making a case that maybe he should be the backup catcher. NFL, Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark signing a 3-year extension with the team worth $64 million. Still no word on a new deal for Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. Ends September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid for the weekend. Highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday. Highs in the low 80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. It's 63 right now.
This week on Viewpoints.
They don't have pensions. They don't have savings. They don't really have a safety net and wind up on our streets where we know they die at extraordinarily high rates.
Why we're failing tens of thousands of older Americans. Then.
Today it's estimated that 4.4 million individuals cannot vote because of their felony convictions.
Will former President Donald Trump be able to cast a ballot this November? I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Nowadays, most value menus are just kind of menus, unless you're at KFC. With Taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy drumming thigh, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices, a side of creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit for just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. Taste of KFC deals. Available all day, every day. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
Last week, in the first half of the show, we talked about why a rising number of older Americans are ending up on the streets. If you missed it, two big factors driving this crisis are inflated prices in the housing market and rising costs of everyday essentials like groceries, gas, and electricity. These growing expenses can be catastrophic for older adults who are on a fixed budget, leading to some grim outcomes. Believe it or not, those 50 and older are the fastest growing group affected by homelessness, according to a late 2023 Department of Housing and Urban Development report. And many in this situation are out on the streets for the first time in their lives. Today, this segment makes up almost half of the overall homeless population in the country. Dr. Margot Kuschel emphasizes how oftentimes others looking from the outside in are quick to draw conclusions about how people got to this point.
To be clear, older adults who become homeless, if you've never been homeless before the age of 50, you are not becoming homeless because you've got a lifelong substance use or mental health problem. That's just not your story. Your story is really deep poverty that comes about because of how poorly we pay workers. And for people who are working these low-wage, physically demanding jobs, we have a society that expects for people to work, 80 hours a week in order to have any chance of making their rent. They don't have pensions. They don't have savings. They don't really have a safety net. And they just really run out of room and wind up on our streets where we know they die at extraordinarily high rates.
Kuschel is a primary care physician and professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. For many years, she studied vulnerable populations and the many effects of homelessness. In older adults who are low income, she's seen firsthand how one health issue, injury, or unforeseen life event can quickly spiral into homelessness. And once a person is in this situation, it's really hard to get back.
By the age of 50, our research has shown that people experiencing homelessness have the health problems, the functional problems that we usually see in housed adults in their 70s and 80s. By the age of 50, people experiencing homelessness are much more likely to experience difficulty walking, difficulty doing their activities of daily living, cognitive problems, and other problems we usually associate with old age.
Out on the streets, people age faster because of the poor living conditions, lack of food, and little to no access to preventative health care. Kuschel says that if you look at someone who's 55 years old and has been homeless for 5 years, it's not uncommon to see the same health problems as someone who's 75. Dennis Culhane, a professor of social policy at the University of Pennsylvania, highlights how this early onset of health problems places an extraordinary strain on emergency room departments, hospitals, and social services.
A disproportionate number of people in emergency rooms are people who are experiencing homelessness. And then because they